Okay, let's begin again. There's so much to talk about, but we're going to focus on the Seder. You know, there's a lot before the Seder, which is Bedika and Biur and Bittul and Tarovas Chametz and Mechiras Chametz and Agalas Kalim, but that we're not going to talk about. Any questions about that, feel free to ask after. We'll try to focus the topic today on the going through the Seder and everything related. So as we come to the Seder, we have to remember just there are two mitzvahs daraisa, two mitzvahs d'rabanan that are uniquely for Pesach. Two daraisa, two d'rabanan bisman hazeh. Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim is the mitzvah daraisa that we fulfill throughout the night by everything we do. And matzah is daraisa. Right, that's the only mitzvah, the Chassam Sofer says, the only mitzvah of eating midaraisa that we have left of a certain food. Also, we do you can sit. We do netilas yadayim. We do hamotzi. We do simchas yontif. Simchas yontif is a big one, right? So, but we have to just. But those are the four unique mitzvahs that are tonight, and we have a lot of minhagim that go along. But that's. As we start our travel through the Seder, keep that in mind. So Kadesh, we first come to Kadesh. The table should be set before Yontif, obviously, as much that as you set before Yontif. And then we have Kadesh, which is both the mitzvah of Kiddush and the first of the Dalat Kosos. So it's the first of the Dalat Kosos. If it's Shabbos, it will also be Daraisa. Kiddush and Yontif is probably Durabanan. But that's Kiddush. As one of the Dalat Kosos. So, Dalat Kosos. Lechadchila, there is an idea on Pesach, which does not exist any other time of year, and that is to drink the entire cup. That's why one should not use such a big cup, such a big kos on Pesach. Second level down is to drink Rov Kos. Both those levels do not appear outside of Pesach. And then if you can't do that, then Rov Revius, which is the shear for any kosher bracha that we have the whole year, to a cheekful. So Mali Lugma. To make Kiddush, the kos has to hold a Revius, and you have to drink a Rov Revius. How much is a Revius? That's a Kasha. There are different shitas, somewhere between just under 4 ounces to more than 5 ounces. Right? So there's Rav Moshe holds about 4.5. The Chazon Ish holds a little more than 5. Chaim Na is about 4. So somewhere between 4 and 5. So again, that's how much the Revius is. So you have to drink only 51% of that. Minimum for drinking. Generally, we drink more. I gave a share in shul. I brought in some kosos, like the really small kosos that you get. So a lot of those are pretty, some of those are a little iffy. But again, it's ish b'yam al ismach. If, yeah.
Doesn't Rav Moshe have
3.3? Is that what Rav Moshe's famous for? 3.3 for Revius? Or for Rov Revius? For Revius, maybe for Durab, but maybe I don't remember. Maybe 3.3 and 5. I don't remember. I don't have the shear in front of me. Could be 3.3.
And then because it depends on the Mitzkan Shurim.
So he had depends on the Mali Lugmav. And yeah, so right, if it's
was saying 4 and Rav Moshe was saying 3.3. The Chazon Ish says 5.
In 5, right.
And Chazon Ish in its left, but it's not himself. It's right. Closer to 4.
Okay, and then right, then the maybe I'm remembering for the Daraisa, not for the
Daraisa. So then the Chazon Ish says a 5.
Okay, but either way. Don't use such a small big cup on Pesach. That's the message. A lot of most of our kosos are much bigger. What?
Smaller.
Right.
I'd be saying that too. So small.
Don't. You could use. Right, don't use very big ones. Don't use very big ones. Most of our small ones are enough for this year. Most of our smaller kosos are enough for this year. So that's the in terms of Kiddush and Beheseba. Beheseba does not mean in the air, like that. No, Heseba means leaning back on something. Or if you want to turn your chair sideways, that's also okay. But, you know, just leaning on something, even if it's not comfortable for us, it has to be the tzura of Haseba, and it's always to the left. Even if you're a lefty, righty, it's one of those halachas that don't change. So if I didn't drink it with Haseba, I need to drink it again. So one should drink at least the shear with Haseba. We make 3 brachas, you know, Kiddush. Actually 2 here, and the Shechianu. Shechianu is said by the men. If the women made a Shechianu by candle lighting, then they don't say another Shechianu. Right? They just go straight to drinking. So that's Bori Pirag Afen, and Shekel Shana B'Mitzosov, and Shechianu. Yeah? They should just drink. I announced beforehand, women should just drink. Well, it depends. In which in houses that everybody, I was talking about many houses, everybody says Kiddush themselves. So then they should just go to drink. If they're listening to the Mekadesh also, I guess that you don't have to wait until the Shachianu because everybody has their own cup in front of them. So right after Mekadesh Zohar, Vazmanim, and then they can start drinking. Yeah. That's a big controversy. So women say Shachianu when they light candles. That's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in a tshuva, he doesn't understand how it is. It's not Yantif yet. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Rabbi Yaakov Emden. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden himself says that I told my wife and she didn't listen. So what could he do? Hanach lahem li Yisrael. Hanach let him, okay, it's not the worst thing. But the Tzitz Eliezer and many other posts come say, what are you talking about? This is the minhag of Klal Yisrael. It must be for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And nobody said a word about it. This is their mitzvah. They're mekabel yantif, and it's very chaviv to them. So tell them to do it if you mechazik them. Oh, it's b'dieved, okay, we'll let you say a shechianu. They wanted their shechianu. It's their mitzvah. And if there was anything wrong with it, somebody would have said something over the past hundreds of years. And nobody did, so haray, it's fine. Okay, so that's Kadesh Orchatz. So we go, where's the Kiddush B'makom Su'udah? Usually you have rules for Kiddush B'makom Su'udah. You're making Kiddush, and now you're not going to have a Su'udah for another 2 hours. Right, you're going to be in the same place. Kiddush B'makom Su'udah is the what, the where, and the when. So the where, you're going to be in the same place. The what, you're going to have matzah. Okay, those two are good. But you're not going to have matzah for a very long time. So why is that a problem of Kiddush B'makom Su'udah? So the answer is, you're creating the Su'udah. Or you're creating the matzah. You need to make hamotzi on lechem oni. One of the pshatim is poor man's bread, lechem oni. But another one is lechem she'on alav dvarim harbe. That you say a lot of things. Right? That's why you have the matzah open most of the magid. Because so you're creating the matzah. That's not a hefsik. That's a tzorach of the suda. So there is no hefsik here. Right? If you spoke for an hour about other stuff not having to do with Sibri Yisrael, that's a hefsik. But here, you're spending 2 hours creating the lechem she'on alav dvarim harbe, and therefore it's not a problem. Not a problem of Kiddush b'makom Su'uda. If you drink a revius, two revios, they say. So nobody, you shouldn't be drinking that much at the beginning of the Seder. You got to pace yourself. Good. So what do you use for wine? So again, any wine that you like. Ramosha is quoted in his son's Haggadah, not in the Igros Moshe, in his son's Haggadah about you have to use something with alcoholic content because there's a story in the Yerushalmi that one of the Amoraim had headaches from Pesach to Shavuos from the Dal Kosos. Why didn't he just use grape juice? It must be, it has to have alcoholic content. The other answer is they didn't have grape juice. But that's Ramosha, but all other posts can argue. And they say you could use grape juice, is fine. Even going to Rav Moshe, if you put a drop of wine into your grape juice, your yotze, even going to Rav Moshe. But again, 99% of the poskim say your grape juice is wine l'chol davar, and therefore no problem to use that for dalat kosos. The Shulchan Aruch does quote red wine as being a lechadchila zecher to the dam. They say the stipler used to use a glass, not a silver kos, so you could see the red. But you know, if there's any issue, the Taz writes on Shulchan Aruch that we don't use red wine. Because in the days of the blood libels, you know, so we use white wine, we don't have to worry about that chumrah. No, it's a lechadchila, but again, if you other problems, you know, if somebody has somebody had a heart condition with red wine, as they use white wine, that's fine. That's the halacha. Right, so usually we paskin, what if you want to use white wine, but do you like that better? You want to be yosef al chachil the Shulchan Aruch. I have a relative who red wine gives him heart palpitations. So it's easy. You put it. So I'll color my white wine. But if you color your white wines, that's a problem of tzviya. Because even though we usually say on Shabbos ain't tzviya ba'ochlin, there's no tzviya when it comes to food. When I make tea on Shabbos, I don't have to worry about tzviya. But if I'm doing it l'shem the coloring, then I'm not using it as a food. I'm using it as a symbol, and therefore it would be a problem of tzviya. So here, if you want it red, that's a problem. So what you do is, the post can say, put a little bit of red in the cup. So there's red in the cup. And then when you pour it in, you're making more red wine. Right? You're not coloring. That's how it's viewed. And therefore, that would be allowed.
Why is red wine better?
Zecher to the dam. Zecher to the blood. Of the that we remember that Hashem saved us. And also to the first makkah. Okay, so that's Kadesh, all the issues of Kiddush. Urchatz and Karpatz, we get into. We spoke about this in the Haggadah Shir, but what are we doing? So in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, again, Bali Tosfos say we don't do this nowadays, but we do it one night, and that is when our hands are considered Shnios Latuma. automatic hands. Stam, hands, or shnios latoma. That's the second level, meaning after av, rishon, hands, or shnios. And shnios could be metame truma. Right, so we don't have any truma nowadays. But we could be metame. It's related to that. And also, the liquid, if we eat a vegetable or fruit that has become wet with one of the seven liquids, so they could become tame. And if we touch it with our hands that aren't washed, so we're going to be metame the liquid, we're going to be metame the vegetable. Lamaisa, going back to the days of Hechel Kavol Tumah, that's why we're about to dip the karpas, whatever vegetable you use, into salt water. It's going to become wet, right? So therefore, we're makpid for this halacha tonight. Why? There's a lot of messages. The Taz gets very upset. We're hypocritical. But the Shulchan Aruch says to do it. That's what we do. The Gemara says, why? So the kids ask. But there's a lot of symbolism about karpas as well. But that's what we do. That's why also it's an idea to pick it up with your hands. Because if you use a fork, there's a question about whether you even had to wash your hands. So it's dafka, finger food. You pick it up with your hands. You dip it. You make the bracha, hadama, and you eat the karpas without haseba. We have in mind the maror that we're going to eat later. Our hadama now should work for the maror later. Even though when maror we're eating after amotzi. So what do we have to have in mind the maror for? Right? We're eating maror after amotzi. So it'll be covered by the amotzi. The answer is, anything that you don't eat as part of your meal for satiation purposes, hamotzi doesn't cover. Right? Why do we make a bori kriya eitz on the apple, right, on Rosh Hashanah night, right after we washed? Because it's a symbol. It's not part of the meal. So here to the maror is not part of the meal. So it's going to need a hadama. So that's why we have in mind now. We have in mind now the hadama for the maror. Also, we hold that one eats less than a kezias because you don't have to worry about bar nefashos. Less than a kezias. There's a Rambam that says you eat more, but we paskin that you eat less than a kezias. My children every year comment how small my kezias is for karpas and how big my kezias is for matzah. They say, yeah, it could be consistent, you know, because they're starving and they want potato. Anyway, that's karpas. So we eat without a seba. Yeah. So again, if you have kavana, because you like the same thing with Kiddush Brachos Suda. It's all, you don't have any hefsek. You don't have a hesek hadas. It's all seder. And you already said kaddish or chatz, you know Mar is coming. It's all part of, on the plan. Karpas yachatz. Then we break the matzah. Yachatz. All the symbolism of that. And we put away the bigger half for the, you know, sometimes the if you could break it like exact, it's like a father's gobbles. And then to figure out which one is bigger. But whatever, you put away the bigger half. And they save that for afikomen later on. There's a machlokes rishonim, which is the ikur achilas matzah bizmanazeh. Is it what we eat at the beginning? Is it the afikomen? So that's what we're makbid on both. But again, you put it away. One should have an adult that knows where the afikomen is going if it is taken by a child, so that even if the child is sleeping later on that night, they can know where the afikomen is. Sometimes you got to wake up the child and he has no idea what you're talking about. And okay, you know what afikomen, you got to take other matzah, but it's best to have the afikomen. Why do we do yachatz? Number one, to put away, but also we want to break, we want to have a lechem ani, the other pshat, poor man's bread. A poor man doesn't have whole pieces, he has broken pieces. So that's why we make our matzah into a broken piece, that pshat of lechem ani. And if you're a Rambam, the Rambam and Temanim have two matzahs, and they break the matzah, and now you have one and a half. That's your lechem mishnah for the seder. The Shulchan Aruch does not say that. The Shulchan Aruch does not pass on like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says three matzahs based on Tosfos. And that is, even after you break one, you have two whole ones. So you have Lechem Mishnah and you have Lechem Oni. Right, but according to, again, Temanim often follow the Rambam. Going back many hundreds of years, going back to a famous letter that he wrote to the Teman. But that is Yachatz, we break the matzah. And then we start Magid. We start the Ikar of the Seder, and that is the mitzvah of Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim. When we talk about it, we pass in, like, both Rav and Shmuel, Maskel Begnus, we start with Avadam Ayinu, the physical bondage, we start with Mitzvah Avodah Avodah Zarah, the spiritual bondage, and we go through the whole discussion of all the layers, right? The Seder was not, the Haggadah was not made at one time. There's older sections, and every generation there's been things added on. Right, there's very old sections. Right, obviously the psukim are the oldest. Right, the psukim are the oldest, where the questions that we ask, the sons ask the questions and the answers, and then we have from the Mishnah, from the Mitmanishtanas, from the Mishnah. right? And things are old. And then over time, Yochal Mirash Chodesh is a medrash from the Tanaim. So we keep going and then add it on over the years. Dayenu and all the songs at the end. Right, so, but that's the it's a compilation of many. We go through Maggid. Sometimes we lift up the cup. Sometimes we don't lift up the cup. Sometimes it says you have to look at the Haggadah. Oh, cover the matzahs, uncover the matzahs. Whenever you lift up the cup, you cover the matzah. Simple, right? It's not a game, right? Just like you cover the matzah when you make kiddush, you cover the matzah whenever you hold the cup, right? There are minhagim of holding the cup by lefichach, by vihisha amda. So whenever you pick up the cup, you cover the matzah. If not. So then, if you're not holding a cup, then you uncover the matzah to have lechem oni sha'onin olav dvarim harbe. That idea. So you go through the whole maggid. Any questions on maggid? You just go through. That was the Haggadah. Towards the end, Pesach Matzah Mar. There are more important parts of the maggid than others. That's important. Sometimes, especially if women are running into the kitchen to make sure the food is good and this and that. You come back, you miss something. If you don't say every word, it's okay. You're still yotzei. There are certain parts that are more important than others. Sometimes we don't realize the important parts. Because sometimes, like after Vahisha Amda, right, we say, meet you at the Yenu, at the Makas. But those are all the psukim, and that's what the Rambam says, Doresh me arami ovidavi, to darshan the psukim, and Harezim Meshubach, the Rambam says on that, called me Doresh me psukim elu. So I have to like take time, not just for Manashtan and Baruch HaMakom, but take time for that section also, and appreciate the special Talmud Torah that we have with darshaning the psukim in this context. Yeah?
Would it be a problem to pick up the cup when the
matzah is on? No, I mean, it's just like if you make kiddush without having the matzah covered, the challah covered on the Shabbos. Okay, there's a halacha to try to cover the challah, but you don't have to make kiddush again, right? Okay. Okay, we continue. What do we do? So we get towards the end, Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer. That's an important part. And we explain each one. And then we go into Lefichach and Hallel. And we start Hallel. And we discussed a little bit about why Hallel is split. And it said sitting down and no bracha. It's a special type of Hallel. It's more of a natural flowing Hallel than a formal Hallel. So that's what we go through the through Maggid. Rachza, we get to the end, we start washing, and we have the mitzvah of matzah. So again, matzah is the mitzvah daraisa. We eat matzah beheseba. L'chadchila, one shouldn't talk from the beginning of alachilas matzah until after korech, because korech is also part of the mitzvah, according to Hillel. So therefore you, and the minag is, when you make hamotzi lechem in aretz, the Baal HaBayis is holding all 2.5 matzahs, then he drops the bottom one and says, on the 1.5, Alachilas matzah. So he says a motzi on all 2.5, and then alachilas matzah on the next, and then you break them all. Not everybody. There's not going to be enough matzah there for everybody. So you're mashlim. You have extra matzah. You give everybody a little bit of the matzah that was on the table, and you're mashlim. L'charchila, one should eat two kizasim for the initial alachilas matzah. One kizayis for korech, and one kizayis for afikomen. So I'm saying two for afikomen. That's too much. Right, but it's so two at the beginning, two, one and one. How big is a kazayas? So again, you have the different opinions. Two for hamotzi and for alachilas matzah. That's what they say. So again, how much is a kazayas? I could tell you the minimum shear. Again, I once had a person with a very bad intestinal issue. And he said, what's the smallest amount? I remember I called Rabbi Dr. Abraham. I think I wrote it down. And he told me, somewhere between 17 and 20 grams is the smallest shear. 17 and 20 grams, which is a pretty crush-up matzah. You see how much that weighs, because it goes by weight. The thinner the matzah, the more you have to eat. How much do you eat? Like, I don't know, if you had 3/4 of a matzah, that's two kizasim, let's say. That's 2 kizasim. A regular round matzah. Right, regular round matzah. Is you eat 2/3 of that? Like a third of that? A third? It should be a kazai. Is 2/3 is a... You're safe. You're very safe. Yeah.
How do we get the afikomen?
Mashlam also, yeah. If you can't find the afikomen, use other matzah too. Yeah.
Are you allowed to drink water throughout to help you?
Good question. You're allowed to drink water, I think, if that's part of your swallowing it. Rav Shlomo Zalman also once said, how long you have to eat it in? You have to rush, you have to stuff it in. Rav Shlomo Zalman says... if it's not normal eating, it's impossible that that Torah wants you to do that. So Shlomo Zalman said, it's impossible that Torah doesn't want you. You know, you eat it normally. Eat it normally. Don't take too many breaks, but just eat it normally. Right, somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes is Kedei Achilas Pras. 9 minutes is a long time, right, to eat a kezayis. So you just eat without, again, we shouldn't be talking about other things during this time. It'd be a lot of chewing. A lot of chewing, unless you're Sardi. And then, you know, it's very quiet because it's all soft and like pita. But so you eat, eat the kezayisim, matzah. Yeah. No, no, I don't think so. Doesn't matter. Whatever matzah, just take a piece. I don't think everybody's going to guess. Too hard. Once it breaks, it's all in pieces in front of you. So that's matzah. And then you have marar, which we eat not without without a seba. What's it? Because it's bitter. And one should have a kezayis of marar. So growing up, we might have thought that, you know, marar, the real marar, is the white horseradish. That's real marar. This romaine lettuce stuff is fake. The answer is wrong. Romaine lettuce is chasa. That's the classic, even though we eat it all the time and we're used to it, but that's marar. So one should eat a kezayis. One nice leafy piece of romaine lettuce should be a kezayis. And eat that, dip it in charoses a little bit, and then eat it without the heseba. But again, one, make sure you have a kezayis. And then next, for korech, to have another kezayis of matzah, another kezayis of marar. And people have different minhagim about where you put the white stuff and the you, if it's ground up or just the pieces, that's fine. You could add the white stuff. That is a day of maror, but you have to have a kezayis. You can't have a kezayis of the hot stuff. It has to be bitter, not hot. The halacha maror is bitter. So therefore, the, and then so just, let's just finish. Achilas matzah, achilas maror, and then korech, you put them together. You eat that with haseba because of the matzah part of it. The Mishnah Berurah is upset that we say Zeich LeMikdash Kehillel before we eat that because he said, it's a hefsek. What do you need to say that for? But the Minhag Olam is to say it. So we say it. He said, say it afterwards. So we say it beforehand. It's in all the Haggadahs beforehand, so you can say it beforehand. It's not a tzar. It's not a hefsek because this is a tzarech of describing and reminding yourself why you're eating korech. So that is, there's less things that are less of a hefsek. You know, give food to the dog. You know, or Gavilla Ture and other things. So that's what we, that's the three things that we do. And again, lechatchila, not to be mafsik too much.
How much?
Of what?
How much?
One kezayis of matzah, one kezayis of maror. Yeah. If the matzah is in the box, it's all, you have in mind everything. I don't think so. The matzah, the box is there. You have in mind all the matzah that you're gonna eat. Yeah.
If lettuce is lechachila, then why isn't it
romaine lettuce?
Yeah, why isn't it bitter?
Maybe it is bitter. We're just used to it. We're used to it. We eat it all the time. You know, it's all what you're used to. You know, you ask some people who like love hot peppers, chili peppers, whatever. Like, this isn't hot. I'm like, ah. You know, it's whatever you're used to. So we're used to it. But that's what Chazal defined as chasa. Yeah. That's a good. There's a Gemara like that about shaking it off. Don't use too much charoses. The point is to eat maror, right? With a little charoses, not charoses, a little bit of maror.
Can Ashkenazim do the pita thing?
So that's a good question. Also, good question. Whether it's some posts who are not into it, in terms of each one of them using Ashkenazi using the Sephardi pitas. Okay, so then we have motzi matzah, heseba, maror, korech, zeichel lemikdash. Then there's the minhag of eating. So that's the mitzvahs. Then we start the meal. Many have the mitzvah, the minhag of eating an egg at this time. We spoke about that. But the minhag, the zecher to the same night of the week. The Seder is going to be, Tisha B'Av is going to be that summer. So we eat an egg with a machal of avelim, which reminds us that we still don't have, you know, a Beis HaMikdash. Still not complete. We're missing the main course, among other beautiful ideas of why we eat an egg. But that's the minhag of eating an egg. The Rama quotes that. Rama quotes eating the egg. Remember, this meal is in the middle of Hallel. So, yes, we can't be too uptight and like, it's not so, like, everything Torah. You have to relax a little bit. It's Simchas Yantif to relax now. But also, so the conversation should be, you know, related to Pesach and related to Rakos. You're in the middle of Hallel and you're in the middle of, you know the Seder. So as much as one can. And Lechatchila was supposed to finish the Gerach Afikomen before Chatzos. As we see, we try. There is a minhag of not, the Shulchan Aruch says, not to eat roasted items at the Seder. this doesn't have to do with you, but whoever's preparing the food, meaning not to have anything barbecued, not to especially steak, but the Shulchan Aruch says even chicken. Even chicken is included in the minhag of not eating, let's say, grilled chicken, anything that's barbecued, or even anything made in a pot without any liquid. So I think many people make regular roast chicken, not just in the chicken soup, but roast chicken, if it's sitting in a puddle, I think it's okay. Sitting in a puddle of gravy, it's okay. If meatballs are sitting in like a lot of sauce, it's okay. Right? The only thing that's usher is something that's totally without liquid, either roasted or even in a pot, what's called slikedar, if it's without liquid. Yeah.
And you're going to miss chatzos that
cover. Yeah.
That's
so that's an Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer, probably one of the top Avnei Nezers. He made a t'nai. It can't hurt. It can't hurt. But if you're going to miss, if you're very far, you should try to time it. But if you're very far, you're not going to finish the get the afikom and by chatzos. So yeah, so that's Avnei Nezer has a t'nai. They say eat a kazayis matzah right before chatzos, and say if the halacha is that I have to finish it by chatzos, then this is my afikom. And if not, then what do? Then you don't eat anything until chatzos. He assumed, this is a huge assumption also, that the isra of having anything in your mouth after matzah only applies during the time that you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. So, which is a chiddush. You might say, you have to finish by chatzos, but you can't eat anything the whole night. That's his assumption. Then you eat your meal, and then eat another kezayis at the end, and say, if the halach is talamun ha-shachar, achlok azari kibar v'lazman azariah, then the last one is. So, yeah, so you can make the tonight. There's a lot of chiddushim in that, but it can't hurt. Right? Again, me'ikar adin, you can rely, you know, if somebody is, like they say Rav Shradron writes in his biography, that one time he was at somebody's house and they were running late, and so they basically didn't serve anything. So you're gonna share the shalom bias of all the food that was made because you want to be makar v'chatzos. So you miss chatzos. Miss chatzos if it's such an extreme case, if it's not even close. But we should try to plan out by chatzos, yeah. Yeah, for afikomen. Two for motzi matzah, one for korech, and one for afikomen. Four altogether. Four altogether. There's a machlokas whether Ratanoim, whether the Kerman Pesach had to be eaten by chatzos or until Amud HaShachar. And we pass on a sveka d'dina. So we're machmir, and we consider the afikomen like the Kerman Pesach. Nechal al
sova.
Well, that's beforehand. Afikomen. I think there are some say even Hallel, but most aren't mad about that. At least they get the Afikomen. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch. Leave room. Leave room for the Afikomen. We can't blame Halacha. I have no room. So don't eat dessert before that. Right? Don't eat just. We can't blame. Also, I mentioned this yesterday in my shul. There are many times that, like, cleaning for Pesach. Let's clean it out. I'm like, there's no chametz there. You know, the top of the bookcases, in the bathroom, you only have to clean for chametz, you don't have to clean for dirt, right? You don't have to clean the places that chametz never went into. You want to use this opportunity as spring cleaning, that's fine, but do we get to Pesach? Right, because if you're going to be so exhausted before Pesach, based on the preparations, you're not going to have simchas yantif, that's a mitzvah daraisa, right? So it has to be balanced with that knowledge. So we have Shulchan Aruch, Safun again with Haseba until Chatzos, and then we have benching, Shir HaMalos and benching. There is an idea quoted that this is the only night of the year that the Balabayas is Mavarech. The Balabayas, usually an Oreach Mavarech to give the Birchas Oreach. So the post can quote that Balabayas is Mavarech at the Seder. It's not Ma'akev. If he wants to be Mechabe somebody, he can. What? He's Mezamein, right? He's the Mezamein. There is nothing in the mouth after afikomen besides the two cups left and water. Two cups left and water. Because you want to have the tam matzah befif. So there's nothing in the mouth after that. We have kosher Eliyahu, which is a pshara of the fifth cup that some rishonim talk about. But there's no chiyuv. We do it. We pour it without without drinking it. Again, the post can point out, you don't have to, there's a tshuvah lachsam sofer about this. You don't have to like shake the table and say he drank. Right, that's a lie. That's a lie to the children. Right, you could just say we pour it because it reminds us that he's coming, but really his neshama is coming, not his guf. We open the door to shoch hamaska, but also to remind us that he's coming, just like at a bris. Some sofer says sometimes Eliyahu comes back in his guf, You have stories in Shas, but Eliyahu Navi talking to Tanan. So there he, or he dressed up like Harvona, or however. So sometimes Eliyahu comes with a guf. Most of the time he comes with his, and that, those are the shailas where the Gemara in Erevin talks about. Eliyahu Navi might come on Shabbos, Tchumin, is there Tchumin in Shamayim? So Lamaisa, they talk about it. It's unbelievable. They have these discussions in Mesechas Erevin. But most of the time, how could it be at 10 brisim at the same time in 10 different places? Neshamas could do that. We don't know how what a neshama is. So a neshama can be in 10 places at the same time. Oh, or at a bris, at a seder. So, you know, we pour the cup to remind us that he's coming, but it's we don't have to say that, shake the table. And then we have Hallel and Nirtza. Again, Hallel is a beautiful time to be singing with one's family. You know, try, even if one has in the past been gone to the couch and often not heard many of the songs. It's really a beautiful time to be with one's family and singing, and then to clean up after the Seder. That's also key. You know, I usually have either, my father said Shir HaShirim all the years. I always say, okay, this year I'm going to say Shir HaShirim after the Seder. I'm like, but the choice is Shir HaShirim or clean up, you clean up. And then afterwards, if you still have some koach to say Shir HaShirim, but also that might be the Yetz Sahara, because you're going to have to get up for Shacharis, right? You have to make sure that it's not the Yetz Sahara telling you to say Shir HaShirim, and you're going to make sure that you're going to get up. Okay, so again, there's also there's a lot of people who are gluten free or spelt. There's so many options, Baruch Hashem, nowadays to help those that might have issues with a matzah. But again, matzah and mar, all the mitzvahs halayla, and Simchas Yontif. Remember Simchas Yontif. That's a key one that people forget about. Questions? Anything else? Yeah.
Eating matzah before Pesach.
So there is a minhag to eat not to eat matzah. It's a very faint minhag about a month before. That's not very strong. 2 weeks before from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's quoted. But it's a minhag. The halacha is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat matzah. That's the halacha, so you eat a bitte avon. But again, if there's a reason, I know my kids in the army, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they're kashering all the bases. So what are they eating? They're eating matzah. They eat matzah for 2 weeks before Pesach. They don't, you got to have bread, you don't have bread, so you can't kasher all the bases the day before Pesach. So they kasher all of the bases weeks before. Hilchos kashrus is pretty, there's no milchik base. All cooking it's amazing. All cooking that's done is fleishik. Anything milchik is packaged, right? They'll give like packaged yogurts or this and that, but they don't have issues of bas v'chalav. So there's no milchik cooking in the bases. So so here too is another great standard that they start. But again, the minhag of not eating, eat matzah for 2 weeks before. Okay, anything else? No? Okay, we should all be zochet to a chag kasher v'sameach. So it's kasher v'sameach. So kasher, that we should fulfill all the mitzvahs, b'derach hiduro b'kashrusa, and sameach, we should have to remember b'simcha. Okay, shkoyach, everybody. Everybody should have a chag sameach.